Welcome back. The highly anticipated story of leading SA humanitarian organization Gift of the Givers has finally been encapsulated in a book. Written by VOC's very own Shafiq Morten, Imtiaz Suleiman and the Gift of the Givers, A Mercy to All, tells the story of the establishment of South Africa's only homegrown relief organization, the Gift of the Givers, and its founder, Imtiaz Suleiman. The inspiration, the adventures, and the impact they have made in the lives of people around the world. The Good Doctor is in studio with us this morning. It's so lovely to have you. Welcome to Morning Live.
Thank you very much.
What an incredible a book. I cannot wait, as you see in my excitement, as soon as you walked in here, to read about these stories, because you see things that nobody wants to see, and yet you voluntarily do that. Why? Why do you do what you do?
I think the most important reason is when you see what you see and you realize what you have at home, when you realize your family is safe, your children are safe, and when you see the distress on the other side and how those people are dependent on somebody to come to them. And you're right, a lot of people tell us they go in the opposite direction that we're coming to. You know, are we crazy or what's wrong with us? But it is gratitude, you know, to God Almighty that we're not in that crisis, in that situation. And I think I must give fair acknowledgement to my teams, the temperament, the mentality, the dedication of the team that want to keep going back because they want to bring relief to the lives of the people that they see. When you see children are hungry, when you see three to five children dying, you know, per family out of because of famine, because of no food, because of war injuries, you see people lying in hospitals for 18 months, nobody could sort them out. And when your doctor performs an operation and the father picks up his hand and says, I'd like to appreciate you. You did in 20 minutes what people couldn't do in 8 months here. And you think, you know, you take things for granted. And it's amazing what can be done, what a dedicated team. So when you see that, it keeps calling you back because you ask yourself, God's going to ask you one day, I gave you the skills, I gave you the ability, what did you do with it? And you can't say, I decided to do nothing about it. I was scared, there were bombs, this, that, and the other. You have to go, you have to trust in him and do what's required.
Yeah, an amazing perspective on that. But let's go right back to the beginning of the formation of the Gift and the Givers. How did it all begin?
6th August 1992, I was in Istanbul. I was in a place, there was a spiritual leader, a teacher, a Turkish spiritual teacher. And when I went there, I was a little confused, to be honest, because I saw people of all religions, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Muslims, and even those who said they don't believe in religion. They were all in that holy place. And when I saw them and met them, you know, I was a little confused. And the teacher said, you know what? What do you see? I said, I see people of all races in one holy place. He said, yes, mankind is one single nation. The God of all mankind is one. And, you know, we all need to respect each other. If anybody in any religion promotes violence, extremism, terrorism, is not a man of God, don't follow him.
Yeah.
But anybody who preaches love and compassion is a man of God, follow him. I'm cutting it short. But that same night, late in the evening, he suddenly looked at me. He said, my son, and when he was looking at me, I could see his eyes were connected somewhere else. Yeah. He just looked at me, he said, my son, I'm not asking you. I'm instructing you to form an organization. The name will be Gift of the Givers. You will serve all people of all races, of all colors, of all religions, of all classes, of any political affiliation, and of any geographical location. And you will serve them unconditionally. You said you will not expect anything in return, not even a thank you. In fact, in what you're going to do, expect to get a kick up your back. If you don't get a kick up your back, regard that as a bonus. And then he said, serve people with love, mercy, kindness and compassion in the best manner possible. And remember, the dignity of man is foremost. And then he said two other things. This is an instruction for you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And secondly, he said that, remember, my son, that whatever you do is done through you and not by you.
Wow. That is unbelievable. And that began, you followed those words and you began.
I didn't take it too seriously, to be honest.
You didn't take it seriously?
I thought this guy is just talking about something that's going to happen once in a while. You know, I didn't take it so seriously, but I was in practice, in private practice.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, one project a year, maybe something. Yeah, he's talking about some small things. He's good, being kind to me.
Yeah.
He's being generous in his words, saying something politically correct, that he's being good to me, giving me some kind of blessing. But I saw him 21 times. I've been to Turkey 21 times. And every time he told me, this thing will get bigger, will get bigger, get bigger. And by the time the tsunami came in 2004, it then struck me that what this man told me in 1992 is now coming to fruition in a massive manner.
Wow. And that was the first massive journey for you?
No. The first journey was immediately after that, instruction.
Oh, really?
The war in Bosnia.
Okay.
1992.
I mean,
the first project in 3 weeks after that, we responded with 31 containers of aid. Remember, it's my first project. We're not even formed yet, and we're going to a war zone. And everything I've learned today, 80% or 85%, I learned in that mission. And 31 containers of aid. In November, we took in 8 containers of winter stuff. And after that, what catapulted us into the world was the Bosnia hospital. We designed the world's first containerized mobile hospital. Up to today, no country in the world has compared. This was African technology at its best. In 1993, with African technology, we built a hospital in containers and took it to Bosnia. And that thing made world headlines.
Wow. I'm going to ask you to stay because there's no way I can wrap this interview. Imtiaz Suleiman talking to us about the origins of the gift of the givers. It's all documented in an unbelievable book called Imtiaz Suleiman and the Gift of the Givers, A Mercy to All. Stay tuned. We'll have more after this.